Chris Lake is the president of the City of Lansing Firefighters Union Local 421, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
A federal grant has brought some much-needed money to the Lansing Fire Department via the City of Lansing, and that's going to allow you to bring back some firefighters. Tell us about the story.
That's right, Tony. FEMA has a, it's called a SAFER grant, Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response grant. And it's for hiring, recruiting, retaining firefighters for a safe, adequate fire and emergency response. And as you know, last July we had to lay off 11 firefighters. And first time in the history of Lansing Fire Department that firefighters had to been laid off. And through attrition, we were able to bring back three within this last year. And we had applied for the grant, and we received that grant, $2.2 million of that. And that is dedicated to bring back rehiring of laid-off firefighters.
So all eight will be brought back. When are they going to be back in the firehouse?
Well, it has to be done within 90 days of the award. And there's some of the steps they've got to go through. Council has to approve accepting the money and the mayor's office. So and they're all on board, and they've been very supportive in the application process and everything. So
who's responsible for getting this grant?
The fire department. We wrote the grant internally within the fire department. One of our captains on shift assisted in helping, and through our EOC and. Just there's so much information that they need to require. It was a very long process, but just internally we wrote that grant.
What does it mean having these eight firefighters back? How will that help you do your job better?
Well, staffing is critical anytime when we talk about an emergency response, and all emergency responses are time critical and they're labor intensive, and no matter what technology we have, it still takes firefighters on the ground to put the fire out. And so it's critical to get these eight firefighters back. And they are the junior firefighters. They're our future. They're the ones that we need to build up through so that they carry on and become chiefs and captains and all that.
Have there been times since the 11 were laid off, and although you brought three back and you were still eight short, have there been times that you felt a pinch?
Oh, definitely, Tony. Since July, you know, we had tremendous cuts in July, and the full staffing of the Lansing Fire Department is 225. And since the cuts, you know, we've closed three fire stations, Station 3 over a year ago, and then the two stations since, Station 5 and Station 7. So definitely the call volume hasn't gone down any. And so you do feel it. You do see it every day when we realize we only have six engines now in the city of Lansing. The citizens came out and passed a millage that said that they didn't want to see any more decrease of service. And then we've gone out and sought this grant, and hopefully we can continue and weather these budget situations we have. And this grant lasts for 2 years, so hopefully by then the budget situation will return a little bit better.
Chris, when were the eight firefighters laid off, and what have they been doing since?
Well, they were laid off July 1 of last year, and so they've some of them have found various jobs around, all with the hopes of coming back to the fire department. This is a career. When you join the fire department, it's something that you do for your career and spend the next 25 years doing it, and it's something that you love and you seek out and you work for, so they're dedicated to come back. They're ready to come back. And they can't wait for the letter in the mail that says, come in.
So will they need to be retrained? Will there be some things they need to do to get back in shape, if you will?
Yeah, there'll be a short training, just a kind of a reorientation type thing, and make sure that they're all up on all their skills, up on all of their licensing levels, reissuing their gear, just a kind of an orientation period.
And finally, Chris, what was it like to make the contacts, to make the phone calls, however you did it, to tell those folks they were coming back to work?
That is by far the best one I've had to make since these since the layoffs. The contacts advising them that they were getting laid off or being pink slipped, those are very hard to do. And we did it over a course of several meetings, and it's not easy to look in their eyes and explain to them that they're going to be laid off on July 1st. And it's much nicer now to be able to explain to them that real shortly they'll be getting their jobs back.
Chris, is there anything that the Lansing Fire Department needs to be better, to be more efficient?
Well, there's always, and we've talked about all these different things that have been going on statewide, whether it's collaboration of area departments, and there are always things that can make anything more efficient. But we have to sit down and really look at them. The easy ones is purchasing. Why not mass purchase equipment? Those things, instead of each individual little area going out for bid and trying to purchase something, you know, fire trucks are expensive. And those are the kind of things that I think could make all fire departments statewide more efficient. But there are things that everybody's been forced to do just because of the budgetary constraints that we have to look at. And so we are looking at it. We've had a study done. We've looked at different things. And we'll continue to look at things because we know that we have to become more efficient.
The fire chief for the city of Lansing is also the chief of the East Lansing Fire Department. How's that working out?
Well, so far it's working out okay. There's always growing pains, and it's difficult for two well-established departments. He has learning curves himself with policies, procedures, day-to-day activities. Our response is different than East Lansing's response. We have a bigger department, but we do run very comparably. We staff our rigs comparably. So it's not a night and day transition for him, but we'll see how it works. It's it's still early in the process, so we'll it's something that it's going on statewide. You're seeing it throughout other communities throughout the state also.
Chris Lake is the president of the City of Lansing Firefighters Union Local 421. Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.